Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue, welcome to the Health Sciences Convocation. And we present to you the Health Sciences class of 2010, all assembled and a lot faster than the engineers were this morning in the rain. So thank you for that. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal, or the Chef du Protocol. But the first protocol is to find out how many of you took one of the World of Chemistry courses? Let's see. Well, let me see. There's more hands than that. Now I know where you live. And if some of you are medical doctors, I may call on you at one time or another. One of the first steps to say we need to do is please turn those off. I could pretend it was somebody, but I've told them never to call me at work, so it doesn't work anymore to make that joke. Anyway, we're glad you're here. The platform party will be coming on very soon. And before I forget, Brian Sand and his quintet, please give a round of applause to that group. The ceremony will begin after all of the platform party participants are in here. The last of this group will be the chair of the Board of Governors, the chancellor, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. The chancellor will ask you to sit back down after a minute or so before I will have asked you to stand up to honor the platform party that you can hear coming down the highway here. And then the ceremony will commence. We have two honorary degree recipients today. I think you will enjoy hearing about them. One speech and two teaching awards that will be presented. It's going to be a somewhat of a long afternoon because there are a large number of you here, as you can plainly see. It should be about 2 hours, but hopefully just a little bit less. And you can see the ceremony precessing as they come down processing. The other comment I wanted to make are two more. One is that if you go to the McGill website, some practice in the background. If you go to the McGill website and just write in convocations, there's a place where you can download the entire ceremony to watch yourself or others cross the stage and to hear the ceremonial speeches and the like. The other comment to make is that there is a reception for everyone in front of the Leacock building straight above us here. And that will be right after the ceremony, so don't be shy to stay away. There's plenty to eat and to drink there that you will be glad, I think, to take part of. I think that's most of the commentary. The other part of the commentary is that I'm asked all the time, what about these costumes that you're wearing? And as you know, there are several different costumes on here. My own is, I think, of interest to me in the sense that the color relates to the university where I got a graduate degree, and that's at the University of North Carolina. The hats are all different, not all different, but the best comment I had about this hat was that from an undergraduate a few years ago, killer hat, man. And I think it is. It serves as a frisbee as well, should you need that, or should I need that. So I would ask that you rise. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. The platform party will enter to your right. Thank you. Bonjour à tous. Good afternoon, everyone. McGill vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus en plein ville pour la cérémonie de remise des diplômes de la science de la santé. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating in health sciences. Now, it is customary for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it for me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I am not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the awarding of degrees. I believe quite strongly in another message, which I wish to convey to all of you sitting before me. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner, and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. And I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat where you are 56 years ago, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal you can most control. And I say that especially to the group that are graduating today. And I want to repeat that. Of all your life's goals, your health outcome is the one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the finest education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and in controlling infections through antibiotics. Life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century. Yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, or possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each of you, either by way of taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. For the great majority of you, though, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. And so it starts today,
And I repeat that, it must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you'll be better able to tolerate these both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents celebrating these events today, it is truly never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." Let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens. Taking care of your health is even more important as an obligation you have to yourselves. And I would now like to call upon our distinguished Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to address the audience.
Thank you for those important words, Chancellor, and there couldn't be a more fitting convocation to hear them at. Chancellor, Chairman, Principal Emeritus, Governors, our distinguished honorees, recipients of the honorary doctorates to come, Dr. Frank Clark Fraser and Dr. Alan Bernstein, our McGill Medal winner, Dr. Albert Aguayo, Teaching Award winners, Professor Lawrence Green and Professor Peter Chauvet, Provost Massey, deans, distinguished colleagues, friends, and most important, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue à tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests may yourselves have graduated on these very lawns. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an opportunity to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and your families and friends here with you today. For all of you who are graduating, I know you have worked very hard without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the close family and closest friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class of 2010, I ask you to join with me in expressing your appreciation, as we do ours, to your family and friends for supporting you to this day. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. As you step out into an increasingly global world, wherever you choose to live and work, we will all now be called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with vast uncertainty, particularly in the economy. At the same time, we face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between the haves and those who don't. These challenges can be daunting indeed, but we know that you're here to rise to meet these challenges of our world, that we're all dependent on knowledge, on the values and practices that you learn and reflect on, and most significantly on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you, our graduating class. As developing leaders, you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. you are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you gain experience, and perhaps most importantly, to foster your appetite for complexity, something that we certainly all have to deal with more today than ever before. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today. At McGill, you will have sought and gained knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest professors and students. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and freedom of speech. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous society comes a special responsibility to take on the challenges of our world. And in celebrating you today, the class of 2010, as you rise to these challenges, we also celebrate our distinguished programs in medicine, the allied health professions, health sciences, and dentistry, formative faculties in this regard. The Montreal Medical Institute was the founding program of McGill University almost 200 years ago, and our health sciences programs and people have been recognized for their contributions worldwide ever since. And in a year when two McGill graduates have won Nobel Prizes, the faculties of medicine and dentistry continue to contribute to McGill's excellence. Under the thoughtful, intelligent leadership of Vice Principal and Dean Rich Levin, our colleagues in medicine, nursing, physical and occupational therapy, and communication sciences and disorders have completed a year of thinking dangerously. Through an extensive consultation, the Faculty of Medicine has challenged itself to do a thorough rethink of medical education at a time when healthcare policies and healthcare delivery systems worldwide are under intense scrutiny. McGill aims to continue to lead in offering a world-class medical curriculum, now contributing to professional development in a new world of personalized medicine. Under the ambitious leadership of Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the McGill Faculty of Dentistry, the pioneering work initiated under our former dean, the late Jim Lunt, is carried on. Dentistry is advancing our understanding of pain and leading on the third assessment of access to dental care for underprivileged Canadians in a project sponsored by the Canadian Academy of Health Sciences. Among the many initiatives to enhance health and dental care delivery to the people of Quebec and Canada, this year has seen three important McGill innovations. First, a new teaching clinic for dental students to provide care to underprivileged children 2 to 6 years old through the Montreal Children's Hospital. Second, the first graduating class of McGill nurse practitioners in neonatal care will be recognized today. And third, the establishment of a new research chair in family medicine at St. Mary's Hospital Center. These are just examples of the innovation taking place in our faculties. Class of 2002, we are very proud that you are today joining the more than 210,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, Dr. Frank Clark Fraser, who will shortly receive his fourth McGill degree, and in a few moments, Dr. Alan Bernstein. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with us. You can be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. As our Chancellor has said, take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, your world. But today is your special day, class of 2010. Savor every moment. It'll go quickly. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I would now like to ask someone who I consider a colleague, Dr. Joyce Pickering, Associate Dean, Medical Education and Student Affairs of the Faculty of Medicine, to introduce Professor Lawrence Green from the Department of Medicine, this year's winner of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching in the Faculty of Medicine. Dr. Pickering.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Osler Award is presented to the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their education. It is our faculty's highest distinction for medical student teaching. The student's choice is Dr. Lawrence Green. Dr. Green is an associate professor in the Department of Medicine and associate physician in chief at the Montreal General Hospital. He teaches Introduction to Clinical Sciences, Introduction to Internal Medicine, and Internal Medicine clerkships, and is renowned for his bedside and clinical teaching. I could say many laudatory things and even give you his best scores on teaching evaluations, but as usual, the students say it best. So I quote, "I still remember the remarkable bedside manner of Dr. Green in dealing with patients about to be examined by junior medical students. He had the humanity and also the sense of humor to make the patients feel comfortable during these sessions." He goes on to say, "Dr. Green was pivotal in my medical training at McGill." And the following quote summarizes so well. "Dr. Green is one of the most knowledgeable internists that I have had the pleasure of working with. Accompanying all his clinical expertise is a great bedside manner where he is always courteous and respectful to the patient. He was a wonderful inspiration, and McGill students should consider themselves lucky to have the chance to work with him, as they clearly have. Madam Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the graduating medical students, I am honored to present to you for the Osler Award for 2010, Dr. Lawrence Green."
It now gives me great pleasure to ask Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, to introduce Professor Peter Chauvin, Director, Oral Diagnostic Sciences, Undergraduate Teaching Clinic, this year's winner of the Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry.
Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Peter Chauvin as the recipient of this year's Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry. Dr. Chauvin is a dentist who graduated from McGill in 1988, obtained specialist training as an oral pathologist at the University of Western Ontario in 1992, and joined the Faculty of Dentistry in the same year. During his 18 years with the faculty, Peter has made an outstanding contribution to the teaching and learning both in the faculty and to students and residents in other units across the university. Apart from teaching dental students in fields directly relevant to his area of expertise in oral pathology and oral medicine, he has played a leading role in the various incarnations of a course that has been called Dentistry Apprenticeship, Introduction to the Patient, and Physicianship, all of which aim at introducing dental and other students to issues of professionalism, ethics, communication, and social skills required to make an empathetic healthcare provider. In addition to teaching dental and medical students, Peter also teaches general practice and oral and maxillofacial residents in the Faculty of Dentistry and pathology and dermatology residents in the Faculty of Medicine. He has also been heavily involved in the setting of licensing exams across Canada and has recently become chair of the Student Promotions Committee in the Faculty of Dentistry. Peter is always extremely well prepared and thorough in his teaching and able to convey his understanding and enthusiasm for his expertise to students or residents, whether in the classroom or whether in the clinic. His teaching talent has been previously recognized before, with him twice winning the W.W. Wood Award for Excellence in Teaching, selected by students and awarded by the Association of Canadian Faculties of Dentistry. For these and many other reasons, it is my great pleasure to present to you Dr. Peter Chauvin as the winner of the 2010 Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Today, McGill University would like to publicly acknowledge those retired members of the academic staff who are uniquely deserving of a special recognition in light of their exceptional contributions to their discipline, to McGill, and to society at large. The university has established the McGill University Medal for Exceptional Academic Achievement. It is my pleasure to ask Dr. Richard I. Levin, Dean of the Faculty, to introduce Dr. Albert J. Aguayo from the Center for Research in Neuroscience with the McGill University Medal for Exceptional Academic Achievement.
Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, it is my distinct pleasure to present to you Dr. Albert Aguayo, one of Canada's most distinguished and influential scientists and a true citizen of the world. His internationally renowned discoveries, his great achievements in neuroscience, have been recognized not only in Canada, but also in France, Sweden, Switzerland, Germany, Chile, Argentina, Japan, and the United States. Coming to McGill in 1967, Dr. Aguayo has been one of the major founders of his discipline at our university. His investigations into how the nervous system regenerates and repairs itself established the possibility of human capacities previously thought impossible. In so doing, he created a pathway for generations of neuroscientists to follow and for patients to dream of recovery. He has been director of McGill Center for Research in Neuroscience and Secretary General and President of the International Brain Research Organization, a UNESCO affiliate that represents over 50,000 neuroscientists worldwide. Professor Aguayo has also selflessly traveled the world to lead teaching programs in Africa, Southeast Asia, and South America, helping to nurture and inspire talented scientists of the future. Professor Aguayo has been named an officer of the Order of Canada and received the recognition of numerous eminent organizations and societies at home and abroad. I am delighted to join you in celebrating his career with a new and very special recognition of McGill's esteem for this gifted and giving scholar. Madam Principal, Mr. Provost, it is my great honor to present to you Professor Albert Aguayo, winner of the McGill University Medal for Exceptional Academic Achievement.
I now ask Dean Richard Levin to return to the podium to present Mr. Frank Clark Fraser, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition within the power of this university to grant. Dean Levin.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my honor to present to you Dr. Frank Clark Fraser, Canada's first medical geneticist. His friend and colleague of over 35 years, Dr. Charles Scriver, once described him as the most senior and respected human and medical geneticist in our nation, and this is no overstatement. Dr. Clark Fraser founded the first medical genetics clinic in a Canadian hospital at the Montreal Children's. He published extensively about the genetics of congenital malformations in mice and humans. He is also the Molson Emeritus Professor of Human Genetics. In a lifetime of tireless dedication to medicine, Dr. Fraser won numerous honors and awards. As his alma mater, it is indeed a special privilege for McGill to join in recognizing this most outstanding man. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Frank Clark Fraser, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
I now ask Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to present Dr. Alan Bernstein, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Alan Bernstein. It is our great privilege today to honor Dr. Alan Bernstein, internationally renowned scientist, research and policy leader, and mentor, whose groundbreaking contributions to Canadian health research have helped to lay the foundation for Canada's status as a health science leader. Alan Bernstein received his PhD in medical biophysics at the University of Toronto in 1972. After postdoctoral work in London, England, he joined the faculty of the Ontario Cancer Institute and the University of Toronto. In 1985, Dr. Bernstein moved to the Samuel Lunenfeld Research Institute at Mount Sinai Hospital as head of molecular and developmental biology. In 1994, he was named director of research at the Lunenfeld. Dr. Bernstein's pioneering contributions to cancer research, gene therapy, and hemotopoiesis have led to the publication of over 200 research articles and established him as a researcher of international impact and acclaim. In 2000, Alan Bernstein was appointed the founding president of the Canadian Institutes for Health Research, the organization that grew out of the Medical Research Council of Canada. A truly visionary and global thinker, Dr. Bernstein presided over a literal transformation in health sciences research and healthcare policy in Canada. During his seven-year tenure, CIHR became one of the world's premier research agencies, supporting more than 11,000 researchers across the country as the Canadian government's support for health research more than doubled. Famously unafraid to tackle the big questions, Dr. Bernstein has been a powerful advocate for strong science and good health as essential starting points for Canada's emergence as a world leader. Widely respected for bringing researchers together across disciplines and across nations, he has dedicated his career to fostering scientific innovation. He has argued persuasively for a coherent and effective approach to science funding. Following his extraordinary success at CIHR, Dr. Bernstein was appointed the founding executive director of the Global HIV Vaccine Enterprise, where he currently oversees the efforts of researchers, funders, and advocates worldwide committed to accelerating the development of an HIV vaccine. Dr. Bernstein also currently chairs or serves as member of a number of distinguished review boards and advisory committees in Canada and around the world. His outstanding contributions to the health sciences have garnered him numerous honors and awards, including the McLaughlin Medal of the Royal Society of Canada, the Robert L. Noble Prize from the National Cancer Institute of Canada, the 2007 Médaille de Mérite of the Institut de Recherche Clinique de Montréal, the 2001 Australian Society of Medical Research Award, and the Order of Canada. Today, along with his wife, Joanne, his stepdaughter, Allie, and other family and friends gathered, we celebrate this exceptional scientific leader, great teacher, mentor, and extraordinary person who has dedicated his career to making tangible and lasting advances in health research in Canada, for Canada, and around the world. It is with great McGill pride and special personal pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Alan Bernstein the University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Alan Bernstein to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Bernstein.
Fellow members of the 2010 graduating class, Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Monroe Bloom, Stuart Corbett, Chair of the Board of Governors, Principal Emeritus Bernie Shapiro, McGill colleagues, proud parents and relatives, ladies and gentlemen. Chair Diplôme de 2010, Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Monroe Bloom, Stuart Corbett, President du Conseil des Gouverneurs, Collègues de l'Université de McGill, parents et amis, Mesdames et Messieurs. You know, first of all, let me say that the last time I was in a tent this big was in Ahmedabad in India at a meeting of the All India Science Congress. And the first speaker, the person who was preceding me, was the president of the State of Israel. And he was allocated 45 minutes for his address. And he spoke for an hour and a half. But I promise you I will not speak for an hour and a half. I am really deeply honored to be receiving this degree from McGill University. And I am especially pleased that my co-honoree is Professor Frank Clark Fraser, one of Canada's most distinguished medical geneticists and a true pioneer with his colleague Charlie Scriver in pediatric genetics and the development of genetic counseling. And I want to congratulate my fellow graduates. My biggest congratulations actually go to your parents. Today is probably more important to them than it is to all of you. To them, today symbolizes a lot of things. They've been watching you grow up and take the next step towards full independence and perhaps one day paying back all those tuition fees. And their fulfillment, the fulfillment of their dreams for all of you, for each of you. My own first degree was in math and physics. And I took actually no biology except one course that I had taken in grade 10. And I hated that course in biology in high school. It was all memorization of the parts of a flower and a frog. I don't know if any of you took the same course. I can tell you that boys in grade 10 are very interested in anatomy, but not the anatomy of flowers and frogs. After I graduated in math and physics, I discovered genetics and molecular biology, and I was totally enthralled. And I spent the next quarter of a century doing cancer research, stem cell biology, hematopoiesis, and other things. And I have been extremely interested in the complex interplay between the genes that give rise to cancer and what their normal functions in our body must be. Why does our genome include genes that cause cancer? It's obvious that, at least at first blush, that evolution and natural selection would have long ago eliminated any organism whose genome contains cancer-causing genes. But it has not. And my lab was one of the first to provide an answer, or at least a clue to an answer to that question. I then became director of research at the Lunenfeld in Toronto, as Principal Bloom just told you, one of the world's preeminent biomedical research institutes. I learned a lot as director. I learned a lot about leadership, how to talk to politicians about the importance of science, and about the incredibly powerful synergy that happens when science and medicine comes together. And to quote Jim Watson, the co-discoverer of the double helix of DNA, science that leads over the horizon depends on gathering the best minds, giving them the best opportunities, and enabling them to do what the best minds naturally seek to do, which is to pursue the most thrilling questions of our time. Such minds inevitably draw their like, and the rest takes care of itself. And I think McGill University is an exemplar of that quote. In 2000, I was asked by Alan Rock, who was then Canada's Minister of Health, to become the inaugural president of the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Canada's new funding agency for health research. I agreed, and for 7 years, I had the incredibly exciting challenge of building a new national agency responsible for funding all aspects of health research. In that job, I had to learn a lot about areas of scholarship and research that I must admit I knew nothing about. Health economics, population health, wait times, Aboriginal health, rhetoric. And perhaps most rewardingly for myself, I had the opportunity to meet wonderful scientists from across our great country that I never would have met otherwise. Wonderful, intelligent, passionate scientists who are committed to excellence and to making a difference. And just as I was experienced as director of research at the Lunenfeld, I had the great privilege of creating opportunities for young people to experience science firsthand across this country. I also was blessed with great colleagues who were not only brilliant in their own areas of research, but were also great fun to work with. Many of these colleagues were from McGill University. Dr. Phil Branton, the guy that hooded me just before, my oldest friend in science, and by oldest I mean oldest, Remy Kirion, who not only introduced me to new areas of neuroscience and mental health research, but also to a wonderful generation of Quebec artists, Michael Kramer, a quiet, internationally recognized child health researcher whose passion for classical music exceeds even mine, and the newest emigre to McGill, Rod McInnes, one of Canada's most creative researchers and scientific leaders, and a true inheritor of the great legend left by Charlie Scriver and Professor Fraser. And leaders in the community like Arnold Steinberg, now McGill's chancellor and Renaissance man, who at his first CHR council meeting declared that this was the best board meeting he had ever attended, thereby endearing him to me forever. In 2007, I made the decision to step down as president of CIHR, confident that this new organization, whose budget had grown almost threefold to $800 million, was on the right track. My immediate plans were to sleep for a year and perhaps see my wife for a change. But then the Gates Foundation called me and asked me if I would consider becoming the leader of the global HIV vaccine enterprise, a unique global alliance of all the major agencies and individuals who are committed to working together to speed the search for a safe and effective HIV vaccine. How could I say no? HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, has killed literally tens of millions of people. This year alone, 2.5 million people will become newly infected with that virus, and almost half of them will die of AIDS. Every day, 900 infants are born with HIV. HIV/AIDS is quite simply the most serious health challenge facing the planet today. The world urgently needs new people, new ideas, fresh ways at looking at this problem. And so my decision to become executive director of the enterprise was based not on my deep experience in the field, but the opposite. My role in this global effort is to bring people and organizations together and to bring fresh thinking to this crisis. So I've had four different jobs so far. I've not let myself be pigeonholed, nor have I let other people decide who I am, what I can do, and what I want to do. I've had the great privilege of doing the things I really love doing with people who I really enjoy working with. I have avoided straight lines. And along this twisted journey, I've worked with an exceptionally wonderful group of young people from around the world. You know, young people, all of you who are graduating with me, are essential for progress. You're not wedded to old ideas. You have no vested interest in the ideas of the past. And you bring the energy, passion, idealism, and naivete of youth. These are qualities that truly are priceless. Think about the great challenges facing the world today. And there are many of them, and they're tough, and they're complex. Global warming, the urgent need for sustainable sources of energy, cures for diseases like cancer and dementia, the challenge of pathogens like HIV/AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, infant mortality, building health systems in the developing world, bridging the growing gap between countries steeped in Islamic culture and countries that have grown out of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Solutions to these global challenges will only come from people with energy, with enthusiasm, with passion, and with commitment. In other words, the solutions to these challenges will only come from you. Your university degree is a wonderful ticket. It's a ticket to a full and meaningful life, a life dedicated to discovery, to self-discovery, and to using knowledge to making the world a better place. Your education has opened many, many doors, and you have the great privilege and the great challenge of deciding what doors to walk through. You can contribute your challenges to global health. You can explore the mysteries of the brain, understand dementia, mental illness, autism, consciousness. You can help to address the tsunami wave of baby boomers who will shortly be graduating to become seniors. Primary care issues for seniors, palliative care, end-of-life issues. Who will address these critical issues? Not my generation. We will be your patients. So in 2009, the fourth-year McGill undergraduate honor students in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology invited me to spend a day with them. They graduated yesterday. And I had a great day with them, and what a wonderful group of students they are. And in 2006, I was invited to spend a day with the McGill graduating class in medicine. One of those medical students who organized that day, Galit Alter, is now on faculty at Harvard, the McGill of the South. Galit has gone on to become one of the most promising young scientists working on HIV vaccines in the world today. Young people, all of you, are the key to our future. You are the future. Your generation will be the one that addresses those challenges I've mentioned. Your generation will figure out how young people from different cultures and different parts of the world can work together and solve the health issues that transcend national boundaries. And in your search for deciding what you want to do for the rest of your life, and these are Alan Bernstein's three rules to remember, okay, so pay attention. First and foremost, remember, you're not deciding what you want to do for the rest of your life. Look at me. I've had 4 different jobs so far. You're deciding what you want to do for the next few years. Second, don't aim for perfection. Aim for impact. Change the world. Montreal's own Leonard Cohen said it best, and I quote, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Third, follow your gut, not your brain. What feels the best to do for the rest of your life? What feels like the right thing to do at this point in your life? So there are many paths you can choose to take, and you can take more than one path. Straight lines are the shortest distance between any two points. But life isn't a race. It's a journey. Avoid straight lines. Venture far from shore. Buy a first-class ticket on the most wonderful and the most unique journey of all, your own life. So, live your own life, not mine, not your friends, not the one that your parents want you to live. Sorry, parents. Let the strength of your desire and the challenges of the world that you are entering propel you forward. And most of all, bonne chance, good luck, avoid straight lines, and congratulations. Félicitations.
Nothing gives me greater pleasure than to thank Dr. Alan Bernstein for that scintillating talk that he's given to you students. One of the things which he failed to mention or simply alluded to is that in 2000, when he became head of CIHR, Canadian Institutes of Health Research, he took over from the Medical Research Council, which for the most part was funding basic research. And a decision was taken that basic research was only part of the requirements to deal with health research in this country and elsewhere. There was required to be health research in public policy, public health policy, health of the Inuit population, nursing research, a whole range of research relating to, for example, the health of the aged. And to watch, which I had the pleasure of doing, to watch how Dr. Bernstein converted an old, important, highly recognized institution of the year 2000 to go into the 21st century was really something to behold. And I can't think of anyone who could have succeeded the way he had. I think we, as Canadians, are truly, truly fortunate to have had Dr. Alan Bernstein in that place at that time. And on behalf of all of us, I really do want to thank you. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the faculties of medicine and dentistry to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student will be greeted at center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat and then be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate or other university degree will keep their mortarboard on their head and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping is done lightly. But don't give them an opportunity. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the University's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates. Professor Heather Dorham, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas first to graduate students, followed then by Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, and Dr. Richard Levin, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, who will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations. Félicitations.
From the Faculty of Dentistry, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, William Ni Lante Addison. For the degree of Master of Science, Ryan Matthew Kirshner, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Doctor of Dental Medicine, Haider Abo Sharp, Bisco Dental Products Canada Incorporated Award, Dr. Paul A. Marchand, and Maureen McNeil Marchand Prize, Dean's Honor List. Salsabil Adam, Dr. James McCutcheon Medal. Mustafa Al-Talibi, Quebec Dental Surgeons Association Prize. David L. Baker. Carolyn Sarah Burbrier. Shannon Renee Bull. Cynthia Carbone, Distinction Dr. Sue Kim Lan Prize in Dentistry. Amy Andres Castro, Distinction. Taha Shersa. Timothy Joseph Ye-Tun Chung. Jody Sin Yan Shu. Cornell Siokarlin Gabor. Charles Jason Cohen, Dr. J.K. Carver Award, Dean's Honor List. Mei Dong. Nan Hai. Kent Hyun, Distinction. Sarah Jeffrey. Leonid Kovbal. Michelle Martin, Prix d'Excellence, Jean-Robert Vincent. Kristen McCauley, Distinction, McGill Alumni Society Prize. Allison Marjorie McGuire, Dr. A. Gerald Racy Prize, Dr. A. L. Walsh Prize, Dr. A. W. Thornton Gold Medal, Dr. Marvin and Mandy Werbit Award in Dentistry, Sunstar Gum Award in Dentistry, Dean's Honor List. Paul Shahir Mikhail. Nicholas Miliotis, Dr. W.G. Leahy Prize. Stephanie Marie Negro. Michael Passoff. Sharir Rashti. Muhammad Amen Sheikhulislami Salmasi. Mace Sweden. Rebecca Lynn Zabek Clark. The Faculty of Medicine for the degree Doctor of Philosophy, Stephen Douglas Andrews. Francois Stéphane Berry. Marie-Ève Beauchamp. Jennifer Lee Berard. Julia Valdemarin Bernier. Sophie Charbonneau. P. Yu Shang. Allison Lindsay Dorfman. Dana Fangold. Amanda Leah Fortier. Genevieve Rose Ann Fortin. Elizabeth Irina Girolami. Dahlia Halawani. Hazma Mesa. Barbara Hurdy. Yu Jen Huang. Yuko Kawasumi. Lisa Marion Keeping. Muhammad Amin Karachian. Muhammad Farouk Fahim Kodiha. Magdalena Korzinska. Carolyn Lambert. Anne Marie LeMay. Anna Lisa Lucido. M. Scott Mackey. Ladija Malik. Raimundo Manguaya Vasquez. Mashid Namazi. Satra Nim. Anna Palijan. Gregorios Nikiforos Palioras. Francois Pepin. Marie Elizabeth Cravos. Kizer Ekbal Rathor. Matthew R. Stoibel. Saravanan Sundararajan. Li Hua Tai. Annie Tessier. Kathy Melanie Taxic. Annie Tremblay. Alexander Unterberger. Frederic Joseph Virier. Valerie Walker. Tong Tong Wang. Philip Allen Warwick. Heather Lynn Watt. Sarah Wellborn. Walter Wittich. Lian Xiao. Karen Carhung Yam. Corey Yanofsky. Libin Yuan. Yong Zhao. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Lalia Zineb Idrisi. Shutri Chandrasekhar Nambiar. Daniel Asher Aburbi. For the degree of Master of Science, Yasmin Sihan Aksakir. Talil Ahmed A. Al-Khatib. Megan Gail Amson. Natasha Anastasio. Rami Antar. Sarah May Lewis Bocking. Joey Bonifacio. Francois Dominique Bork. Sarah Campillo. Sarah Elizabeth Carsley. Sonia Alexis Nosen. Felicia Cosentino. Ioane Mawari Dalka. Maria Ilkova Dimitrova. Ashley Fallow, Dean's Honor List. Sabrina Mendez Figueredo, sorry about that. Jean-Francois Gilinas. Diana B. George. Bashar Gujal. Penny Lane Gingrich. Shasa Gong. Adam Griffiths, Dean's Honor List. Sayyad Wajahat Hassan. Andrea Diane Howrish. Gergana Ivanova Ristova, also receiving a Master of Science. Also receiving a graduate diploma in clinical research. Robert Paul Juster. Ahmed Saif Kanan. John Jude Kildea. Woo Jin Kim. Chiu Y. Jade Kwok. Shanella Batwi Lakhani. Jason Francis Lapointe. Melissa Luce Levesque. Fatine Lumrari. Catherine Denise McDonald. Daniela Stephanie Mark. Emily Murray. Hala Jamal Maudi. Denise Estelle Murphy. Dina Tarek Nada. Leslie Norris. Tatiana Ogortsova. Sarah Park. Jason Michael Patapas. Marianne Paul. Sarah Rose Pickles. Christy Renee Natasha Pierre. Shreya Prasanna. Adriana Redenzik, Dean's Honor List. Julie Brigitte Rio Beaupre. Christine Elizabeth Ritlop. Osama Abd El Fattah Rashdi. Colleen Elizabeth Royant. Ali Ajar Salim. Claire Haste Sando. Javad Shahidi. Allison Sinclair. Shang Yun Teng. Barbara Truchnig. Patrick Turmel. Kevin Matthew Wallach. Chao Jung Wu. Edlin Wu. Jean Young. Lu Yu Dreng. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Nadine Al-Hawari. Janina Blank. Lindsay Ann Bouchard. Shanna Brainer. Han Yao. Catherine Canton. Zi-Ting Chan. Annie Chevrier. Crystal Marie Francois Constance. Joyce Ya Donquer. Nadine Marie Fava. Jessica Marlene Gatane Fawcett. Stephanie Fink. Veronique Frazier. Jason Earl Hickey, F. Moira Allen Prize. Isabel Hubert. Sylvie Raymond Houdon. John Kayser. Tina Husayan. Stephanie Marie Eve Labelle Rispa. Stephanie Anne Lepage. Amy Kit May Lowe. Luisa Luciana Castaglia. José Mainville. Eliza Anna Makowska. Nerissa Altrude McBain. Allison Mary Emma Mockler. Marie Eve Moreau. Brigitte Marion O'Brien. Jane Tara Ellen Oliver. Okini Victor Peters. Stephanie Petizian. Amanda Jean Scullion. Jessica Elka Sherman. Jillian Catherine Smith. Mariana Sefronas. Vanessa Spiropoulos. Isabelle St. Cyr. Sarah Jean Stone. Melanie Zweitkow. For the graduate diploma in clinical research, Punithavita Duraraj. Close. We'll work on it later. For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery, Sarantis Abatsaglu. Alexander J. Abitbol. Jad Abu Khalil. Samuel R. Aborbi, Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery. Anthony Albers. Gabrielle Altit, Alexander D. Stewart Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Caitlin Amiel, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize. Fiona Antonescu, Brian Newton Memorial Award, Wood Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Balil Asif, Dean's Honor List. Michael Andrew Assad. Marie Hélène Auclair. Miriam Denise Auclair. Tanya Azar. Joanna Marie Baxter. Eve Baudry Simoneau. Maxime Ben Yaakov. Ali Bessiso. Jason Ian Blachman, Holmes Gold Medal, J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine, Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Lotsky. Odelia Borton. Andre Bourgeois. Dominique Braidwood, Dean's Honor List. Mark Brasseau. Chandan Paul Budiraja. Colby J. Burns. Brett Burstein. Matthew Joseph Cameron. Lauren Chad. Joni Kahin. Emily Chan. Kevin Chan Tai Kong. Shayla Naz Chaudhry. Yen Yi Chen. Martine Chiquan Labelle. Carl Chiniara, Psychiatry Prize. Bettina Jiachi Chu. Takumi Koder Muriyama. Lindsay Cohen, Dean's Honor List. James Copley. Florin Costescu. Peter Carl Crago. Joseph Dahin. Nam Din Duan. Lara Doyle Trace. Sara El Uwali. Samar El Tarazi. Helena Evangelo. James Fairbairn. Karina Ferreira. Matthew First. Pierre Olivier Fisset. Adrian Eugene Florea. Patrick Terence Folk. Kono Francoeur. Mauv Francoeur. I tried. Keep that one. Anne Gauvin Monnier. Yin G. McGill Alumni Society Prize Dean's Honor List. Brenda Gentile, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Montreal Children's Hospital Cushing Memorial Prize in Pediatrics, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Gilbert. Marina Gilka. Valerie Giroux. Stephen Gowing. Raphael Goyette. Philippe Gouvremont. Dahlia Goodman. Lily Lan Yan Han. Jacinth Harvey. Althea Hayden. Human Hennessy. Johnston Huang. Diana Siang. Catherine Ann Hudson. Angie Wing Sum Ip. Mark Richard Jenkins. Ewan St. Clair Jones. Ananda Calavar. Marta Karchevska. Anna Kananian, also receiving a Master's of Business Administration. Pira Korsiaporn, Newell Double Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology. Varant Labajian. Marie Constance Lacase. Myra Claude Lambert Fairland, Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine. Oliver Joseph Lassery, Dean's Honor List. Sandy Ledoux. James Lee. Maya Ashley Nia Leiter. I'm sorry. Maya Ashley Leitner. Alexandra Liligdowitz. Vivian Miriam Lemos. Jing Li. Eric Liss. Ivan Vladimirovich Litinov. Amanda Lord. Yidan Liu, Psychiatry Prize. Justin Lutfi. Elsa Masiagowski. Melanie Ma. Megan Lise Mahler. Victoria Aspasia Mandelaris. Ashley Megan Marton. Catherine Meagle. Emily Morass. Sebastian Negrette. Brian Jacob Nadler. Emily Louise Newhouse. Katerina Radmilo Nikolic. Catherine Nolan, Dean's Honor List. Ashling O'Gorman. Julia Ann O'Keefe. Andre Odebescu, Dean's Honor List. Brent Ryan Ohata. Kanitha Orn. Alexandra Renee Orr, Reilly Madsen Memorial Prize. Alexandra Augusta Paliga. Mark Andre Pearson. Maria Yamena Penaloza. Michael Perillo. Stephen Robert Preston. Alana Jocelyn Probst, Mona Bronfman Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry. Rachel Tashney. Arnold Radu. Pooja Rout. Jean-Marc Rizk. Anthony Rizzuto. Jason Robbins. Kushra Savit. Sarah Salyam. Alexander William Severiano, Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery, Dean's Honor List. Jade Seguin. Danielle Sophia Shafiapur, E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine, Dean's Honor List. Farhana Sharif, Brian Newton Memorial Award. Yujia Shen. Alexandra Shingina. Kitty Shun. Tanya Scammony. Caroline Skolnick. Jennifer Erin Smith. Yuning Song. Meda Lechand Suwamber. Philip Stasiak. Ada Stefanescu. Matthew Storm. Siwen Sun. Min Tu Thai. Valerie To. Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology. Bahar Torabi. Allison Townsend Hampton. Emily Fa Khan Trin, Mona Bronfman Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry, Dean's Honor List. Chia Lin Xiang, Dean's Honor List. Panagiotis Soulos. Sarah Elizabeth Tuck. Rikul Varshney, H.S. Burkett Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology, Dean's Honor List. Daniela Volochniuk. Jian Wang. Ru King Wang. Michael Anthony Wolozik. Gina Gangyu Wu. Valerie Wu Chao Ying. Cheng Wei Xiao, Dean's Honor List. Yang Zhang, Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology. Philip Zweiker. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Ronki Akingbala. Patricia Margarita Alfaro, Anne Marie Fong Hum Memorial Prize. Roni Arditi. Catherine Esselin. Doreen Backman, Barbara Ann Altshuler Prize in Nursing, Dean's Honor List. Dagny Barrett. Paulina Belts, Mary Gayama Bansu, Distinction, Dana Simone Greger, Distinction, Abigail Brush, Emily Elizabeth Church, Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize Dean's Honor List. Jessica Clouston. Yan Deng. Jennifer Lee Doran. Francis Downs. Linda Duong, Distinction. Maud Frechette. Claudia Carbonneau. Catherine Chicoine, Dean's Honor List. Olga Sergeyevna Kazantseva, Dean's Honor List. Koskun Guklu. Holly Robin Halfyard. Sabrina Grace Jeans. Annie LaForme. Celine Langlois. Selena Millett, Distinction. Karine Meckelholt, Distinction. Fabiola Michelle. Melanie Ann Mirand. Natalie Nchatu B. Yogita Ben Patel. Linda Pierre Louis. Krista Corinne Silvaggio. Dominique Sinagaglisi. Galina Soikarev. Tanya Marie Stevens. Sabrina Tirelli, Distinction. Nadine Angele Vandel. Mary Marjorie Villamore. Eleonora Villone. Melissa Zerbino. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Occupational Therapy, Non-Practicing, Gabrielle Beauchemin. Catherine Barnard. Linda Bertillon, Dean's Honor List. Gabrielle Gail Bevis, Distinction. Natalie Botrus, Dean's Honor List. Audrey Chaisson. Sylvia Ciccarelli, Tatiana Rita Dibb, Stephanie Dubrew, Valerie Ferron, Corinne Fornell Maurice, Ivy Marie Pedro Gumbach, Julianne Jutras, Katerina La Rochelle, Catherine Elisa Martin, Distinction, Gianula Mentakis, Jacqueline Yuen, Kak Min Yuen, Kathy Ong Tone, Distinction, Gabrielle Passing, Marie Agnes Piet Corson, Distinction, Anne Richard, Virginia Lucy Saborin, Annie Sarah Manukian, Vivian New Tram Trin, Diana Tsai, for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physical Therapy, non-practicing, Melanie Aman, Garfield D. Andrews, Sheila Robin Barrett Bernstein, Catherine Belmare, Ryan Chu Wei Chan, Dean's Honor List, Islam Shariat, Margarita Chen, Felix Croteau, Teresa Amelia DeVries, Jevani Duval, Michael Ennis, Distinction, Julie Ann Gauvin, Sandra Marie Galli, Marie Pierre Halley, Zaneb Hatami Khosrowshahi, sorry, Feng Shan He, Erica LaFontaine, Distinction, Paula Marilyn Lagos Arevalo, Evelyn Lajoie, Dean's Honor List, Grace Hin Wan Lung, Leonsini Lee, Thomas Lucas, Joel Look, Distinction, Pardon. Iria Nisarian. Du Han Ngo Nguyen. Distinction. Mai An Jacqueline Nguyen. Wasim Nicholas. Michael Pilon Paquette. Emily Piscolo. Jessica Racine Dejeuner. Jennifer Rinaldo. Yu Ren. Carolyn K. Schrag, Dean's Honor List. Maureen Pellot. Kar Yan Tom. Anthony Tuan An Trong. Jacqueline Tribowski. Mai Tram Van, Distinction. Nan Wu. Xu Yang, Dean's Honor List. Maximilian Zuki.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Ragsdale, for really yeoman's work. I now call on Dr. Richard I. Levin, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to read the oath for all medical practitioners. Dean Levin.
Will all health professionals, graduates, please stand? And of your own free will, and before your public, recite this oath with me, first in English, ensuite en français. I vow before all assembled that I will perform my duties guided by the principles of this oath. Taken freely and affirmed publicly, that I will diligently minister as much as in me lies to the comfort and restoration of the sick entrusted to my care. That I will not divulge without grave reason anything which I have either seen or heard during my professional attendance. Which it may be proper to conceal. That I will perform always with care and in the highest tradition of the ethical codes of my profession. And that as long as I may serve, I will ever seek to promote excellence in every act that I perform. And now in French. Je déclare solennellement devant tous ceux ici rassemblés. Que je m'acquitterai de mon devoir en me laissant guider par les principes de ce serment. Que je prête librement et publiquement. Je m'engage à assurer de mon mieux le confort et le rétablissement des malades qui me sont confiés. À ne rien révéler sans motif grave de ce que j'aurais pu voir et entendre dans le cadre de l'exercice de mes fonctions et qu'il conviendrait de tenir secret. Je m'engage en outre à exercer mes fonctions avec soin et fidèlement, aux plus hautes traditions des codes éthiques de ma profession, et aussi longtemps que je servirai à rechercher l'excellence dans le cadre de chacun de mes actes. Congratulations, félicitations.
Thank you, Dean Levin. It's now my pleasure to invite Mr. Mostafa Al-Talabi from the Faculty of Dentistry to deliver a few words as the valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, guests, and fellow graduates, we finally did it. We stayed up long hours before every exam, revised with meticulous perfection our presentations, got through those formaldehyde-smelling labs, and learned from people who have both inspired us and enlightened us. And we made it through. J'aimerais profiter de cette occasion pour vous remercier de me donner la chance de vous représenter à la cérémonie de graduation des classes de sciences santé de l'année 2010. Cette cérémonie nous pousse à réaliser à quel point nous avons grandi ensemble au cours des dernières années. Nous nous rappelons les bons moments, les épreuves surmontées, les amis restés à nos côtés, ainsi que tout le personnel ayant contribué à nous guider vers la bonne direction. Ce sont, d'après moi, ces souvenirs que nous garderons en nous pour toujours. Quand il m'a été annoncé que j'aurais l'honneur de prononcer le discours d'adieu, je me suis mis à réfléchir et en ai conclu que cela sera une tâche assez simple pour moi, tout simplement parce que les gens auxquels je dois faire éloge sont des amis qui ont tout démontré leur motivation, travail assidu, persévérance et force de caractère en complétant leurs études ici à McGill. Yes, it is safe to say that on this incredible journey that we embarked on, I couldn't have chosen better journeymen or women to share it with. Together, we have become modern-day superheroes. We help the frail and the weak. We relieved the general public of their pain, and we protected them from the evils of disease. Indeed, we are a powerful bunch. But to borrow a line from a fellow superhero, with great power comes great responsibility. We mustn't forget the field that we're in, health care. We were chosen because we care. Care about each other, care about our communities, care about our country, and about the world as a whole. In my stay at McGill, I saw students go to the most remote regions of the world to share their care. I saw them take to the streets through outreach initiatives after long days at the hospital because they care. I saw them change their very university by insisting on caring. And I saw them help each other from matters that range from academics to the gym to romance and to the other stressors of life because they care. Indeed, we were there for each other, and we will continue to be there for each other as we undertake the challenges of the world. And with the pressing question today being whether the top minds are tackling the biggest problems, and with the ample care and intellect present in this room, I look around this tent and can proudly say that the future is in good hands. Yet despite our academic prowess and keen sense of responsibility, no one in this tent knows everything, and anyone can learn something. Il va sans dire que nos caractères et motivations nous pousseront à continuer à apprendre, nous épanouir et nous dépasser au quotidien. Cette cérémonie ne représente donc pas une fin, mais plutôt une transition. Et comme des oiseaux qui ont enfin appris à voler, nous sommes prêts à déployer nos ailes pour partir explorer le monde. And while we continue to learn, we will see the world respond, and it will have its good days. And it will have its bad days. But remember the wise saying, when it is dark enough, you can see the stars. Fellow graduates, we are the stars. Let us shine. Congratulations, everyone.
Mustafa, I have a few friends who are looking for dentists. If you leave me your card, I'll be happy to recommend you. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Before we conclude with the benediction, I just want to invite graduates, their families and friends, to the terrace in front of the Leacock Building for refreshments. I now ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. May we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days.